Was I mad? Was I crazy to be out on such a night? Sloshing through wet gravel, my shoes feel like a ton, walking full of water. I must be crazy, meeting so-called experts in a thunderstorm. I walk up and push open the doors, the rickety wooden doors, and I can feel my heels hitting the wood, almost sounding like an echo in my ears. I walk through another set of doors, finally pulling down my jacket and zipping it down. Instantly, I can hear the throngs of people, and I look around the smoke-filled room. Some are having a great time, eating food, drinking spirits, and some just staring aimlessly into space. One gentleman in the corner with his briefcase on the table, staring, clenching a glass. I wonder what he's thinking. Another woman sitting at the bar, staring, shaking her hands at the bartender, telling her it seems like her life story, telling him of all of the tragedies that she'd faced. And finally, I saw them. I finally saw a table. Over in the corner, a man stood up and motioned for me to come over. A man that appeared to be in his late 50s, with a gray beard, streaks of gray hair, and two other people at the table, a woman and another gentleman. I walked over and sat down, saying nothing at first. These were the experts in business, health, and finance. And then one man excused himself and walked in the back. And then a woman replaced him. She sat there and smiled at me, put her hands on mine, and thanked me for coming out in such horrible weather. And it seemed almost instantly that all of the voices in the background disappeared. The people talking just vanished. They seemed to fade into the woodwork, and I finally started to open my mouth and ask a question, but it was instantly answered. The woman stared me in the eyes. She had deep, dark brown eyes that almost seemed to match her beautiful hair. Streaks of brown interwoven with her black hair, her brown skin, and she stared at me and said, "You want to know the answers. You want to know the answers to happiness for your life." And one gentleman looked at me and said, "You want to know the secret to money." The other one, "The secret to health. We're here to tell you all that you seek." And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Daryl Nobles, your host, News That You Can Use, the podcast, that this short audio introduction, this short dramatization, is here to inform you that there are no experts per se that are going to sit down with you at a table and give you all of the answers to life. You already have many of the answers. And the ones that you don't, there are trusted individuals that have the answers for us. We're looking at more challenges in the economy. We're looking at challenges to our health. And we're looking for ways to be happy. But they seem so elusive. Why? Why, with more individuals in this country, in the United States, that have an alphabet soup behind their names, PhDs, they have MAs, BSs, and shall I say, BAs, Masters of Arts, PhDs, Bachelor of Science degrees in every single subject under the sun that you can take and get a degree in, but yet we're still in the same challenges that many of us were faced a year ago, 4 years ago, 8 years ago. Why are these experts, the politicians and the experts, telling us how to get out of the dilemmas that we're in? We have individuals with doctorates. We have doctors. We have nurses. We have dietitians. We have herbalists. But yet, the health in this country and thousands and hundreds of thousands of people is compromised and threatened every single day. I wanted to do the short audio dramatization because that, ladies and gentlemen, is what I enjoy doing. And I'm telling you that there's something inside of you that's the first key. That's the key to happiness, is finding something that you enjoy doing, because that will carry you through the challenging times. because as we look through the news, just a few articles that I want to bring to your attention, and I know many people are wondering, where is the economy going? The Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said on Tuesday in an article in Reuters that the worst U.S. recession since the Great Depression was probably over, but that it's going to be a slow recovery and takes time to create new jobs. Ladies and gentlemen, as I've said before, that's a fallacy. The economy is not recovering for the average man. It's recovering for businesses. Because there's another article. The Financial Times talks about, and this, you can pull it up online at ft.com. There's an article dated September the 10th. U.S. poverty rate jumps to an 11-year high. Now, I'm sure to many of you, this is no real big news. Poverty in America? Why, of course not. The U.S. poverty rate jumped from 12.5% in 2007 to 13.2% last year, with 39.8 million people in poverty. Ladies and gentlemen, now this is coming from the Commerce Department. Last Thursday said that poverty is defined as an individual with an annual income of less than $11,200 or a family of four earning less than $22,000. Now, how many people are earning less than $11,000 in this country, or even a family of two, four, or more, $22,000? There is no recovery from Main Street, ladies and gentlemen. With a poverty rate that's gone up at an 11-year high, millions of people still unemployed. But yet, we're being told that everything's okay. So here's the real solution that the experts are trying to tell me as I sit at the table and listen to them. Here's what they're telling me about happiness. Here's what they need to tell me and you about health, and also about creating wealth. And this comes from money.cnn.com. Now, this is an article in 2008. A survey conducted of many businesses. And it was done by Fortune magazine, Fortune Small Business Division. The survey says that most new jobs will come from small businesses. And of course, as I said, this is in 2008, July of 2008. The economy picked up 9,000 new jobs in July, according to ADP, which is a payroll processing company, thanks to small businesses that are hiring even as larger businesses shed workers. Ladies and gentlemen, the key to riding out the economic storm to help you in every area of your life. You're listening to the news tell you that Warren Buffett is saying that the economy has not turned around yet. U.S. retailer sales are surging as the economy gains strength. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no gaining of strength. The Cash for Clunkers program pushed the economy up just a bit and some back to school shopping. But in the same breath, in some of the same articles, they're saying that the U.S. car makers are in a slump again because people aren't buying. Well, why? How can they? You've given them $3,000 to $4,500 for the Cash for Clunkers program, and now the people that couldn't afford to buy the cars in the first place are still in the same position. You're looking at news that Obama's trade policies are threatening 585,000 U.S. jobs because of policies set up by the Bush administration, the Republicans, and now the democratically controlled Congress since the start of this year. We're not seeing any changes, ladies and gentlemen, in policy from Democrats to Republicans. So what you have got to see is the experts are telling you, number one, find a passion in your life. Go back to childhood. Go back to young adulthood. That's going to be where you need to create your small business. Number two, that's going to create the wealth that you truly desire. Not right away, not over a month, 3 months. Forget about the instant wealth secrets that you're seeing on television in the past, from real estate to buying gold to whatever the scheme may be, and think long term. That's going to create the true happiness in you. And find a support system that's going to do that. There are literally thousands of ideas out there for a business. Thousands. But all you need is one. All you need is one idea from your past, or all you need is one from your current passion or experience that you can turn into an idea. And that is really and truly, ladies and gentlemen, the key to riding out this recession headed for a depression. And as I said, a depression, because many people are already at that point of being depressed mentally, being depressed physically, walking slumped over their heads, staring down. You can see it in their face. It's sunken in. It's swollen. You can see it in their attitudes. You can hear it in their voice. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out, but you have to make the change. We're so used to listening to pundits on television and on the radio tell us one thing or another, that the economy is getting better one day and then it's not getting better. The stock market is going up, buy gold, and everything will be okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, how many people do you know that can buy gold at $1,000 an ounce? If you're buying it on a credit card, the credit card rates are going up. If you have a car that you can't afford, can you get rid of it and buy the gold? Are you buying the gold and hoarding it so that if times get worse, you can use it to buy a loaf of bread or whatever the case may be? Ladies and gentlemen, there are people telling you everything, trying to get your money from various business plans. Don't be a business opportunity hopper. You've gone from this business opportunity, whether it's selling this type of juice or this type of product, but you don't believe in it, but someone's telling you that you can succeed because there are thousands of people waiting for this product. Find that one product, that cake, that cupcake, that widget, that invention that you know is going to actually make you money because you've used it, and the experts, your neighbors, your coworkers have told you you're great at doing X, Y, Z. Or you've created that little tool that everybody wants, but you don't know how to mass produce it. Get on the internet, start asking some questions of trusted experts on how to make it work. For those of you that are human resource managers, now, let me ask you, if you were a natural resource expert, a geologist, or someone that could go out and find natural resources in the ground to be used for production, are you an expert at finding people's talents, helping them see where they can move to in a new direction from one skill set to another? We need to become our own human resource experts. We need to look at the human potential in ourselves so that we can succeed during these challenging times, because the news media is spinning it in every single direction. For those of you that are health experts, what can we do to boost our immune system so that if we happen to get sick and we don't want to take the swine flu shot, the H1N1 shot, what do we need to do? Those of you that have the knowledge to educate and inform parents, what do they need to do as far as a medical or religious waiver so that their children don't want to take the vaccine? They're not obligated. They're not forced to. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a lot of fear-mongering, a lot of scare tactics within the next couple of weeks. Employers across the country, hospitals, emergency workers are telling their people, their employees, that they have to take, they're mandated to take this vaccine, but there's no law. They're telling them that because they're either not sure of what's going to happen, what they can and cannot do, or they're just following the talking points of the World Health Organization. We've got to get out of the trap at believing experts who don't have our best interest at heart. We are getting caught up in the American Music Awards, where someone is Kanye West or who that may be. And as I said, I didn't watch the show, but I think it was him that made some type of comment or interrupted some young lady that received an award. And the president makes a comment about that. And then a few days earlier, last week, the president gives a speech, and John Wilson, is from South Carolina, tells the president he's lying when it comes to immigrants in this country being covered by the health care reform that's coming down the pipe. Ladies and gentlemen, where do we draw the line? What are we actually looking at as far as priorities? Is it more of a priority when a music awards show comes on and we need to make a comment about that by the president? Or do we jump on the bandwagon and demonize a politician for telling the president that he's a lie? I think, ladies and gentlemen, that both instances are wrong. but our priorities in this country have become skewed because so many people right now are fearful of their homes, their jobs. People don't know which way to go, so we've got the political pundits and the television experts talking about radical, left of center, right of center. We're letting them divide us instead of us uniting. That's where your wealth comes in. Your wealth and your health is the deciding factor for you to succeed. None of the other things that you're seeing across the television screen really and truly matter, because the economy is going to change only, ladies and gentlemen, when we get more jobs in this country. The manufacturing jobs have disappeared. Companies are continuing to lay off and eliminate. So the rhetoric that you're hearing about companies hiring again next year won't affect you this year. We're looking at a holiday season that's going to start shortly, because Halloween is a huge shopping day for candy and items and parties, but how many people are really going to go out and shop and do that? States are in serious financial trouble, so you have got to get yourself prepared. How do you do that? Start by creating your own zone of prosperity. Not someone else's idea of what wealth is and wealth creation for you, but come up with an idea, a solution that you can use. We're going to have another podcast on tomorrow. I just wanted to put this out, a real short one, to let you know that the news that you can use is back 2 days, maybe 3 days a week. But just to let you know that the Help Wanted sign, the Revolution sign, will not be televised on the internet, is out. The help that you need, ladies and gentlemen, is in your own head. It's in your own heart. You need to help yourself by finally deciding, because of what has happened to you, happened to your job, your friend, your family, that you're not going to sit back and idly let the economy destroy you or your family. You're not going to let it destroy your spirit. You're not going to let the fact that the poverty rate in this country is exploding and you can't do anything about it. Because as I said, the jobs are going to be created this year, next year, and for the foreseeable future in small business. That means you and me creating the jobs, because the large companies are just looking out, just like for the banks, for their own interest and hoarding the profits so that they can stay in existence. So it's time. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, to turn off the television and stop listening to the continual back and forth divide and conquer tactics that they're using on us as they continue to give more bailouts, as they continue to help the corporate pirateers on Wall Street and the politicians keep deceiving us. Understand that solutions come from within, but you've got to go quiet and understand that you can change it. Until we talk again tomorrow, just a quick note. News that you can use. Daryl Nobles in the podcast. You can change your life with Lemons to Lemonade, ladies and gentlemen, my ebook. And I'll go ahead and send out, for those of you that I do have on my email list, a free preview of that tomorrow morning on Wednesday before 10 a.m. So look for that. And those of you that I don't have on my email list, I've never sent you any correspondence, send me a quick email and I'll be happy to send that out to you as well. It'll give you an idea of what the ebook is about, and if you want to purchase it, as hundreds have. Simple ideas and techniques for you to start using with your own talent, skills, and long passions and desires that you've forgotten about, to help you start your own business, to turn your desperation into happiness and create your own wealth. Ladies and gentlemen, the table of experts is inside of you. It's inside of what the Creator put in you, those talents. Start using them, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.